Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it can be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, a love letter from God, unfailing strength. Today's focus is accessing my power in your weakness. My dearly beloved warrior, as the light of dawn breaks through the darkness, bringing with it the promise of a new day, so I speak into the depths of your heart with words of enduring truth and power. Hold closely to your heart the words from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. This simple yet profound statement is your anthem, a declaration of the divine empowerment available to you as you navigate the trials and triumphs of life. You are my warrior, called and equipped not with worldly strength, which fades, but with my eternal, unfailing power. In me you will find the strength to overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable, to endure trials that appear unbearable, and to accomplish tasks that seem impossible. It is not by your might, nor by your power, but by my spirit that you are enabled to stand firm and victorious. Understand, my child, that your strength does not come from your own abilities, your intelligence, or your resources. It comes from me, your God, who loves you with an everlasting love and who has called you by name. In your moments of weakness, when you feel overwhelmed and insufficient, remember that my power is made perfect in your weakness. It is when you are weak that you are truly strong, for it is then that my power is most clearly seen in your life. I invite you, therefore, to come to me with open hands and a surrendered heart, ready to receive my strength in place of your weakness. Let go of the illusion of self-sufficiency, for it is burden way too heavy to bear. Instead, embrace your dependence on me, for it is the source of true strength and true freedom. As you face the challenges of today, do so with the confidence that you do not face them alone. I am with you, within you, empowering you to do all things. Whether you are called to climb mountains of difficulty, navigate the valleys of uncertainty, or simply walk the paths of daily obedience, you can do so with the assurance that my strength is your constant supply. Let this truth fill you with peace and confidence. There is nothing you will face today that you and I cannot handle together. With each step, lean into my strength, for it is limitless and freely given. In every situation, let the words, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength," be your battle cry and your prayer. So, rise up, my beloved warrior. Face this day with courage and hope, knowing that with me, you are more than a conqueror. The victory is already yours, for I am with you, strengthening you, guiding you, and loving you every step of the way. With all my heart, your Almighty God.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the power of God's whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.